In our previous year, we began a discussion about the halacha of Shlichus Yad, that according to Beis Shammai, even though the Mishnah uses the words HaChoshev L'Shloich Yad, Tosfos and most Rishonim indicate that Choshev doesn't mean just a Machshava. A Machshava has to be with a Dibur. And this has very significant ramifications for many different areas of halacha. One of the areas that's commonly discussed by the Rishonim in this concept is we know that when it comes to karbonis, there's halacha pigul. That somebody has a machshavas pigul, the karbon is possible. If a kohen has a machshavas pigul, the karbon is possible. Not only is the karbon possible, but it's much more significant than that. The karbon, if somebody eats from that karbon, Rachman Salon, he'll be chayiv karas. Say the Rishonim, from here we see that a machshava alone won't make a karbon pigul. What you'll also have to have is a dibur to make a karbon pigul. The Mishnah Lamelech says that it's not the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion is that even with a machshava alone, a karbon would become pigul. Where this question very much comes up, as we know, there's a question throughout halacha, if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and not only is there a question, if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, certainly we hold lechatchila mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and certainly by some mitzvahs, certainly the halacha is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Says the Miches Chinuch, according to the Rishonim that we're learning in our sugya, that machshava means dibur, so it's not just enough to have a machshava, you have to have a dibur that you want that to have the proper kavana. And in fact, there's a Ritvaz in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Dalet that says Kol Davish V'Kedusha Kigoyin Sevatayr Tefillin Mezuza Hetzrichu L'Shma, wherever the halacha requires L'Shma, Ein HaKedusha Chola B'Machshav L'Vad, Machshav alone is inadequate Ela B'Dibur. You have to have a dibur. Shadibur oyser roishim godol. The dibur makes a tremendous influence. V'chachem ha'medrash haskir zois b'kama b'koymes. And therefore he says, l'chein toy v'yosh b'chol advorim shetzrichem l'shma. Therefore it's most appropriate, wherever the halacha requires l'shma, l'farish b'dibur shvois l'shman, to expressly state that he's doing it l'shman. But says the Ritvaz, it doesn't become possible if you didn't say so. As long as you had machshava l'shma b'di'evid, it's good enough. And this is the makar where, particularly in the Chassidish community, the minig, the Ber Maim Chaim discusses this, the minig is that before somebody does a mitzvah, he says, L'shem Yichud. The Noida Behuda, very famous Noida Behuda, disagrees, and he opposed the saying of L'shem Yichud. This is an interesting question that the Poskim discuss. The Arizal also said that it was appropriate before one does a mitzvah to say L'shem Yichud Kitcha Baruch Hu B'Shem B'Vavke Shem Kol Yisrael. Every mitzvah, no matter what mitzvah, that is the proper things, proper nusach to say. As I just quoted, the Noid Behuda opposed the saying of L'shem Yichud. And one of the reasons he says is because we don't really understand what we're saying. So saying L'shem Yichud without understanding what you're saying, said the Noida Behuda, why should you do so? And therefore I saw that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos says that the Sefer Piskei Tshuva says that even if you agree with the opinion of the Noida Bihuda and you don't want to say the words L'Shem Yichud Shebruchu, what is appropriate before you do a mitzvah to say is Hareini Mucher Mezum L'Kayim, whatever mitzvah you're going to do. Because that doesn't involve any wording that is difficult to understand. The Zohar in Parshas Tazria says very sharp words. Ein Hashchina Shoira. A person wants to do a mitzvah. He wants the Shechina to participate with his mitzvah. Says the Zohar, Ein Hashchina Shoira. Shoira B'loi Hazman B'peh. If a person first doesn't articulate that he wants the mitzvah to be chal, the Shechina won't be chal. Amar B'leza. B'chol Avdav the Banash. All activities of people should be done l'shem Hashem. My l'shma kadisha. Continues the Zohar in asking, what does that mean? La'atgre b'pume. To articulate shma kadisha. To say that I'm doing it l'shem Hashem. Al koma di ovid the kulul b'chari. Whatever you're doing l'shem Hashem. Is the proper way to do a mitzvah. The Noam Elimelech takes it a step further. He says that by saying these words, even if you don't necessarily understand these words, but by saying these words, you're showing that this is important to you, and you're showing that will help you indeed have the proper machshav. There are different places in halacha where we see that the poskim go out of their way to discuss this concept of having the proper machshava. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Yudalid, Sif Beis teaches us. Hitler Yisrael Tzitzis Bebegit Beloi Kavana. If somebody puts Tzitzis on his bag without Kavana, Im Ein Tzitzis Acherim, if he has no other Tzitzis available, Yesh Lismach Al Rambam Shemachshir, he can rely on the Rambam that those Tzitzis are kosher, Allah Lo Yivarech Elav. And the Bi'al Locha says that why aren't we as careful as we should be in saying Beferish, when we put on the tzitzis, that we're putting it on l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, because why else would a person put on tzitzis on a beged? It's obvious, he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. And that's why, even though you didn't articulate it, as long as we know you didn't have machshava not to be mekayim a mitzvah, we could assume that what you put on the tzitzis was done l'shma. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches here in Simen Yudalid and the Bi'ah Locha the Re'amaskel B'li Kavona clearly indicate l'chatchila it's appropriate that when you put on the tzitzis that you should clearly say that you're putting them on l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When do you have to have this kavana? That's only when you make the first knot and the first choyo on the tzitzis. But from here we see again that the proper thing is saying that you're doing it l'shem mitzitzit. We find a similar halacha in Hilchos Tefillin. In Simen Chav Hei, Sif Hei, Hilchos Tefillin. Yechaven ben Chosom, Shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Niach. That you have to have Kavona, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to put on the Tefillin, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Tezvov quotes the Bach, midik siv, lamatia tarsa shebeficha, yoira, kika mitzvah yumatului bekavona. The main thing is that you should have kavona. And therefore, it's most appropriate that a person should have this kavona. And according to Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't have kavona by putting on the tefillin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Kav HaChaim, as that it's most appropriate, particularly before you put on tefillin, to say l'shem yichud, where in that l'shem yichud you're saying the reasoning for the mitzvah. And again, we see here from the Mishnah Berurah that even though that the proper way of mekayim is not just having a machshava, but the proper way, as we see from the Rishonim and our sugya as well, is one should articulate his machshava. And I saw a tremendous maisa to help us understand this entire concept here in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. There was a story where there were two people who were friends. But after they got married, they separated ways. One lived in one country, one lived in another country. It turned out that one of these two friends who had separated and not seen his friend for such a long time ended up being in the city where his friend lived for a Shabbos. And he comes to his old friend's home. He says, I'm here for Shabbos. Can I stay for you? Stay by you. And he said, of course. And he went to shul and he left his packages, his money. That was the way it was, the style in those times. That if somebody came to someone else's house and they carried with them their money or other valuables, they would ask their host if he could put away those valuables for safekeeping. He gladly agreed to do so, and then they went to the friend, and they went to daven. They come home from shul, and the friend asks his friend, so how do you like our shul? So he says, I was very impressed with the people from the shul, but one thing I didn't understand, when the people daven in that shul, everybody davens very loudly. Why does everybody have to daven so loudly? Matzah Shabbos, the friend is about to take leave, and he asks his friend for the money that he left by him for safekeeping. And he says to him, I don't know what you're talking about. Why did you leave by me? He starts telling him, don't you remember I left with you all my money? Please give it back to me. And he's denying. He gets very agitated, and he starts to yell, give me back my money. Where's the money that I left by you? So his friend turns around to him and he says to him, why are you yelling? Can't you speak quietly? So he says, how do you expect me to be quiet? My entire life's fortune I left by you, and now you're claiming that you don't have it. So he went to the safe and he gave him his money. But now I showed you the answer to your question. When it hurts, we yell. When a person is showing that he really cares, it's not just something that he thinks about. He expresses. And if we're learning in our Mishnah that according to Beis Shammai, HaChoshev L'Shloich Yad B'Kavon, you have a machshava to do an aveira, it's considered. You have to say the divur. How much more so must that be our attitude when it comes to do a mitzvah? That the attitude should be that we want to do the mitzvah. And how do we want to do the mitzvah? We show it. Not only do we show it, not only do we think it, but we say it, l'shem yichud, that we want to do the Ratzon Hashem.